You're listening to Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV. We have a fantastic show for you. We're doing it the easy way, baby. And we're giving you the easy way to success. Are you ready to ride with your host, Eric Zuli? Check out his blog at HollywoodGetGuy.com and follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli. Here he is, the hardest working man in Hollywood, Eric E.Z. Zuli.
On in the beginning there to let you guys know some cool stuff. That's actually our guest coming up here real soon, Saint Tone. If you guys like that, I want you to hit our fans page, Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook. Post your comments. Say you like them. Saint Tone on Facebook as well. Check them out. Say you like them. And post the comments. Show that love. So here's what's going on, guys. I'm going to pop this music in the background because I love it. Burning sun. Oh, yeah. We're actually going to be doing a performance. And there's a big flyer, big old thing. If you go to ericzuliblog.com, you should know all the details. That part where you hear, we got one life, we got one sun, we got one thing that connects us as one, that's me. Can you believe it? That's me. No, that's actually on the track, that's not me, but that is going to be me. On July 5th, I actually joined the band. The performance side of Easy, the Hollywood Ink guy, is really going to be coming out. I'm going to be doing my thing on stage coming up here real soon, guys. And this band is actually messing around with their own network. So I'm not going to tell you all the details, but it's definitely popping. July 5th, make sure you get your tickets, $12. July 5th, Westminster Theater. You see your man Easy doing his thing on stage with Saint Tone. It's going to be a lot of fun. A lot of major players, a lot of good networking, great red carpet. Do not miss it. $12, your tickets. Go down, grab it. That's what's up. Like the page, Saint Tone. So this is Easy Talk, guys. We've had a blast this whole week. This is the show that lets you know what's going on the Easy Way. And man, there's so many different things happening. We were just hanging out with Kate Mesta, Kate Mesta Jewelry. You can go to the fans page, Kate Mesta, KateMesta. We're hanging out at their house in Laguna Beach. This place was like a mansion, old school wood, Laguna Beach, real hot. We're messing around with a little project with them. Kate Mesta is the hottest dog tag jewelry company going right now. They just did their thing with Dancing with the Stars and many, many other things. I'm not going to tell you everything. I'm going to make you go to the fans page to know what's going on with them. But let's put it this way. They're doing it the Easy Way. We're messing around with the Easy Way dog tagline. It's going to be hot. Kate Mesta, remember that name. KateMesta.com if you want to know a little bit more information about that. But, all right, guys, so you listen to Easy Talk on Easy Way Broadcasting on Blog Talk Radio. We do it the Easy Way, powered by WTV Networks. Keep checking out with the blogs. We got a lot of cool stuff happening. Step to the mic, baby. Step to the mic. It's popping, and locking, non-stopping. The 29th and the 6th are the designated shoot dates coming up, June 29th or July 6th, on when we're going to be shooting bands, artists, whatever. We got our location, got our place. This is airing on Verizon Television, guys, Verizon and Charter. We are going to be doing it the Easy Way with artists, and you're going to have your chance to shine, do that spotlight, you know, get a little taste of the Easy Way magic. Not only are you going to be on television, but you'll also be getting all my people to support us with the whole Easy Way movement and everything, watching your skills and what you got. And we're also messing around with some distribution possibilities with Interscope and Universal and other great names, like things like that. So it's just going to keep getting better and better, guys. So keep tuning in every Friday to know what's going on, know what's cracking the Easy Way. We're having a blast. So today's show, our main guest is St. Tone. So in honor of that, we're popping out their music. We're playing different things. So this next song is called Mama Said. And Mama Said, listen to the Easy Way. Mama Said, listen to Easy Talk. Mama Said, no, I'm kidding. That's actually not how the song goes. But this is Mama Said. We'll be right back.
Mama said we can always find a way. Mama said we can always work it out. If you want to, Mama said we can always find a way. Break out of one our ways and find a compromise. Let go of ego and pride. Rock your body. Mama said we can always work it out if we want to, and Mama said we can always find a way if we choose to, and Mama said we can always work it out if we want to. Did you want to break out on one of our ways and isolate with pride? Embrace the joys to harmonize. Win-win will find its way to collaborate. Two creations now one.
Your hands, be an individual, create your own plan. See, Mama knows best, Papa seen it all before. Granny just prayed as I stayed in trouble, and now I stay humbly out of tussles. Put down my fist, let my brain be the muscle. Put down my fist, let my brain be the muscle.
Down my fist, let my brain be the muscle. I love those lyrics. That is like, and you should see the performance, guys, when we're on stage. It's like, put down my fist, boom, boom, boom. And you do the cool little fist movements and stuff. So we have a caller, 818-4168. Caller 818-416 6-8, you're on Easy Talk. Go ahead and talk. Call, are you there? 818-4168?
Yes, I am.
Hey, who's this?
This is Tony.
Oh, 813. I'm sorry. I said 818 because a 3 looks like an 8 in my old age. What's going on, Tony? You know, guys, this is our special guest we've been waiting for. As you know, we've been playing your music, kind of showing it up. This is actually the voice that you guys are hearing, guys. So if you like the music, this is the man himself, Mr. Tone. St. Tone, Tony. What's going on, Tony?
I'm doing great, man. How are you doing?
I'm doing it the easy way. Is there any other way to do it?
No, there ain't. No, I'm kicking back and listening to the tune, so it's all good.
So am I. Yeah, and since you're the creator of the tunes, why don't you tell us about them?
Let's see. The first song that you heard was a song called Burning Sun, and I basically just try to choose something that unites us all. So I chose a symbol. I chose the sun as a symbol of what we have in common. And, you know, at the end of the song, they go East Coast, West Coast, Burning Sun, Iraq, Iran, China, Japan, Burning Sun. So it doesn't matter really where you live, we're all united by something. So it's a song about unity. And you're going to be actually doing the rap on that song on July 5th at the Rose Center Theater in Westminster. So we're pretty excited about that.
We got one life. We got one son. We got...
Yes, you do.
That was your
one thing that connects.
That was your cue. You're supposed to say we got one thing that connects as one. That's all right. We'll get it. More rehearsal.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, St. Tone is rocking and rolling. Looks like you guys got about 20,000 fans on Facebook, and you guys are hitting all these concerts. I heard you guys performed at the Obama inauguration. I mean, you're doing your thing.
Yes. And actually, that last song, Mama Said, was one of the tracks that actually got us on there. The representatives for President Obama, and this was for his first inauguration back in 2009, they really liked the song because the song was about compromise and win-win situations and put down your fist, let your brain be the muscle. So, you know, they really connected with the message, and they asked us to perform. And well, we were really excited about doing that. So it was an honor to be part of that whole history-making situation.
I love it. So St. Tone, where does that name come from?
I was actually named after St. Anthony. My mom had a vision of St. Anthony when my brother was born, but since they couldn't name him after St. Anthony because the Italian tradition is you name your first son after your father's father, my mom said, if we have another kid, boy or girl, we're going to name him Antonio or Antoinette. So 4 years later, I arrived. And so in high school, people called me Tony Tone, and my real last name is Lavornia, and since it's a silent G, people always go Lavagagna, Lavagorga. So about 20 years ago, a friend of mine goes, well, why does everyone call you Tony Tone? What about Tony St. Tone? And I went, I like it. And it's stuck ever since. It's probably about 25 years now that I've been going with St. Tone. And it just works. You know, keeps my Italian tradition with me. Yep.
Well, you know me, I'm a branding marketing guy. I'm all about the brand, and you know, you guys are kind of saints in what you do, performing at prisons and all, and charities, and basically a lot of locations people don't necessarily perform. And I might I add as well, you guys perform for free, for
yeah,
great causes and stuff, which is really, really cool. And you know what? Looks like we have the keyboardist that just joined us, that just came in. And before we bring her in, introduce you guys to Janie. We'll go ahead and you know, you like my watch. Telling when we were doing the rehearsal, you were telling me about my watch, and hey, I want one. So we got to make sure the audience knows about it too. So we'll be right back, guys. This is one of our sponsors, Havana Watches. We appreciate them and their Havana and watch how cool their watches are. Listen, we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. Our watches are the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and internationally designed models. HavanaWatches.com. Fine watches exclusively for you.
Don't you love that? Janie, are you there?
I am.
Hey, guys. All right, so we have Janie and we have St. Tone. Janie is the keyboardist of the band, and we are talking to Tone, the lead singer of the band. You guys are on Easy Talk, and we're learning about the band. I'm introducing my fans to the band because you got the man and then the woman, and, you know, you guys stand when you perform, and it's pretty cool.
We got it all going on.
So, Eric, have you told your listeners that you are going to be performing a number with us?
Actually, Tone was just talking about that. Yeah, I actually blogged it out. I had like 19 phone calls. I'm like, what? You're performing? When do you? I didn't know you perform. I didn't know you rap and dance. And I said, yeah, I do a lot of stuff. There's so many things coming out with the Easy Way Motion, man. You have no idea. You've seen the you know, social media and consultant and business side of Easy, but just wait, guys. Just wait. The talent's coming out. But, you know, this is your guys' time. Talk about St. Tone. Talk about the performance, whatever you want to talk about. We're talking about it the Easy Way on Easy Talk, Block Talk Radio, powered by WTV Networks.
Janie, would you like to talk? Or would you like me to jump in?
I saw you had to mute you there. It was really loud where I was. So I'm trying to get to a cold, quiet spot here so you guys can actually hear me and I'm not throwing a lot of noise at you.
Janie, you need to tell all those millionaires and all those crazy people you're hanging out with that you're on my show right now. This is my time. You tell them to chill.
Listen, I was just with some really heavy hitters in the film industry talking about our show, and this one particular guy, Benny Attori, he does all the producing for Al Pacino and a lot of those kind of guys, and he's bringing a whole bunch of those guys to our show, very interested in seeing what St. Tone is all about, because the message is just a really cool message, and so people who are looking to get out and hobnob with a lot of the high-end Eric Zulli connections and the connections that we've made as a band definitely want to come out to the show that we're doing on the 5th of July in Westminster at the Rose Theater. It's going to be a good time, but there's definitely going to be a lot of industry people there and a great place to make some contacts while seeing a really amazing show with a lot of guests.
Well, contracts,
like
you guys move quick. Like the contracts just happened right there. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, though, guys, like, one, my fans have never really seen me perform, minus my little dance I did when I was helping the people of Africa with the whole Operation Healthy Africa. Everybody knows about that. And I recently did my little thing at the
First Street.
I recently, well, thank you, Janie. I just realized that you gave me a compliment there. Thank you. the New Stars of Hollywood, I did my little thing. But, you know, guys, you've never really seen me do my thing on stage yet. And I had to just wait for the right person, the right group, the right situation to truly let the Easy skills, music-wise and performance-wise and entertainer-wise, out. And when I met St. Tone, their positivity and their lyrics and the reason for what they're doing. We actually met at a charity event to help stop bullying, and kids in not the best positions, and they were performing, and it was just amazing how they were really capturing the right attention and for the right reasons. And my dad met them, and we met, and Janie would not let me leave. Like, she scared me, actually, when I met her. She walked up to me, and she, like, kind of grabbed my shoulder, and she's like, we need to meet. We need to talk. Like, she, like, hypnotized me for that. I was actually with the soon-to-be guy from he's running for mayor for Compton, Rodney Allen, and we were with Michael Cooper, you know, the big NBA sensation, and a couple other people, and I was with all these big people. But she walks up and she's like hypnotizing me, going, you must talk to me, like, I don't care about you, you and I have to talk. And
you talk to me.
Yeah, exactly. And while I was with him doing the interview, I kept thinking of Janie. I'm like, what did this lady do to me? Like, who is this lady? So, like, right when I was done, I went over to her and we started talking, and then we kind of really, you know, got to know. And then Tone was sitting there, quiet as a mouse, because Janie does all the talking. But Tony's the talent, Janie's the talker, and they were both there, and it was a cool pair. And beware, because when you watch them perform, you will want to stare. And there I go rapping again. See, you guys just got it coming out of me.
I'm going to take everything you said as a compliment. but just so you know.
Definitely.
Johnny's a talent,
it was definitely
you're the
a compliment.
Mouth. I'm going to take that as a compliment.
Oh, go ahead, Tom, please.
I was just going to say, I just want to quickly interject. I want to let everyone know some of the other talented people that are going to be joining us on stage that night. Again, it's at the Rose Center Theater in Westminster. It's Friday, July 5th. The red carpet is from 6:30 to 7:30, but some of the other acts and performers that are going to be on stage with us are obviously Easy is going to join us, but also Kiko Ellsworth. He is an actor and musician. He was in Bad Boys 2. He was in a bunch of soap operas and TV shows and movies. If you look at
Ellsworth.
Yeah, a lot of shows. So, and he's going to be doing some performances with us. We have another rapper named C. Rush. We have a fashion show during intermission with the Frisk Angels. We have another guy, Sean Williams, who is the voice of Vegas. He is doing his rendition of Phantom of the Opera, which is freaking amazing. We have Cliff Yates, who is going to do a set. He's a great comedian. If you haven't seen him yet, really funny guy. And we have a band called Cat Noir, who's going to be performing. It's a cover pop group. And then we have Alicia Swade with DJ Manifesto, which is a really, really cool thing. And her dad is going to be joining her, who is David Campbell. If anybody knows the performer known as Beck, I'm a loser, baby, so why don't you kill me? This is his sister and his dad that are going to be performing with us on stage. So it's definitely a fun-filled night and a lot of people, a lot of networking if you want to get out. $12 will get you in the door. You get a goodie bag and a whole lot of entertainment for a very inexpensive price.
And everybody gets to walk the red carpet, and that's fun, too, because not everybody gets to walk the red carpet usually. But at this gig, everybody gets to walk the red carpet.
Yeah,
really? Wow, that's pretty cool. So it's kind of like a red carpet for the public. And so that's kind of like their chance to really take pictures with these higher-level people that are going to be in the house. And, I mean, who doesn't know that song? I'm a loser, baby, so why don't you kill me?
If
anybody doesn't know who that is.
We set up a photographer for the red carpet that is going to just take people's emails, and he will take your picture for you and send you the photos. So, I mean, you don't even have to do anything but go there, smile, look good, and have a great time. And for $12 to see all those acts, I mean, it's just going to be a blast. It's going to be a great, inexpensive night, way to celebrate the whole 4th of July party weekend. We're really looking forward to having a blast with everybody.
Yeah, that's a great date, too, July 5th, right after 4th of July. So after you party and you know, have fun and celebrate our wonderful independence and everybody that does what they do for our freedom, then you can party with St. Tone. I love it.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah.
We're going to do it the easy way with St. Tone.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, I forgot to put my theme song on too. I knew I missed something. But all right, so St. Tone. So I heard that Kate Messa might be getting involved as well, and they might be doing some sort of giveaways or something like that.
Yeah.
I know Jenny, you and them were conversating a little bit, and they're like one of the biggest jewelry companies on the planet. And like now would be a really good time to talk to them before they spout out. And you know, I'll say it on my show, they're going to be bigger than Ed Hardy. Mark my words.
Yeah, you better grab them quick. If you're going to grab them, you better jump on that boat really quick because that ship is sailing into really positive horizons. And we are thrilled that they want to create a jewelry line for St. Tone. And it will be a pleasure and an honor to wear anything that these guys put together.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. So how was St. Tone created? Talk to us about that.
St. Tone, yeah, I'll jump that. I started playing guitar when I was about 14. I was always a singer-songwriter right from the get-go, and I was always driven just to record songs. And I put my first album out in 1989, and I've always been the leader of the group. I've always been a guy that's been very driven and goal-oriented, and so I never joined another band. People are always part of my band. And as I moved forward, I ended up putting out 15 CDs to date and just kept pushing forward. People just kept jumping on my train. And one thing I learned early on is that people want to be part of something that is moving. but, you know, they'll come over and party at your house, but if you ask someone to come and dig the foundation, they really don't want to do that. So if you start building your own house, they'll jump in afterwards. And so I've always been motivated and driven enough to have things moving, and I continue to do that, and that's why people continue to work with me, and this thing just keeps moving forward. The train just is moving endlessly, you know, it just keeps going forward. So I'm very excited about the people I'm working with and the band that I have around me right now. And we're just on a great journey. We're loving it.
I agree 100%. So if I'm a fan and I want to check out the Saint Tone Band and I go to the fans page, what type of things am I going to expect to see? Why do I want to like your fans page and follow you guys?
You know, you're going to see a lot of really cool photos and a lot of really cool things that we do. For example, yesterday we just did a show for, it probably had to be 150 or 200 kids for the Boys and Girls Club. And we had them doing everything under the sun, from a hula hoop contest to blowing up beach balls. And, again, it was a free concert that we put on for them, and they're real excited about it. So we're starting to do more contests to win tickets to the show. I'm always putting up new videos for my songs, lyrical videos or real videos. I do quite a bit of traveling, so you'll see me in a lot of different areas as far as red carpets or where we're traveling to do shows. So I
all
always
have
to post it up there. Yeah. We were just in Italy last summer doing some shows. So there's always something new on the website for someone to check out. So that's why people are trying to log in a lot more.
I love it. Cool, guys. So anybody that's listening, too, make sure that you do go check out the Facebook and Lake Saint Tone. That's SaintTone on Facebook, and there's a lot of cool stuff to follow. And we are definitely going along with the movement, so you'll see blogging from us with WTV's Way Broadcasting, The Easy Show, Hollywood It Guy, Urgsley Blog, all that fun stuff. And this performance is definitely going to be a lot of fun. I will say me and Tone do some fun stuff back and forth with the microphone, it's definitely pretty cool. So do not miss it. And the networking is unbelievable. So we will be tweeting this and Facebooking and putting it out. And so you said contest. Are you doing a particular type of contest to win tickets for the show on July 5th?
Yeah, the last contest I did was I just threw a photo up there from a movie that Janie and I were in. And there was this one particular scene where a guy had blue paint splattered all over him in an office building. It was actually, Janie, what's the name of that guy that we were working with? Terrence Howard.
Adam Rifkin and Terrence Howard. Yeah.
Adam Rifkin and Terrence Howard were in the movie. And what ended up happening is I just had people write a caption for that movie, for that show. I had a photograph and I had people.
So whoever writes the funniest comment wins the tickets. And actually, we haven't closed it. We're going to close it on Sunday. So you guys listening, jump on there. Write a funny comment about the picture, because the picture is hysterical. And when the movie comes out, we can't even talk about the name of it yet because it hasn't been launched. But you can follow our Facebook and find out what the movie is, when it's coming, where you can see it. And we'll be giving out a bunch of tickets to that movie as well.
So it sounds interesting. It sounds like Saint Tone's involved in some movie projects and some opportunities for listeners, too. Can we talk about some of the opportunities that might be there for our wonderful listeners with Saint Tone and supporting Saint Tone?
Absolutely. There's a lot of opportunities to meet people in both the music industry and in the film industry, just because we're surrounded with these guys all the time, and we create our own projects. So we're constantly looking for talent and non-talented people to be involved as extras or to, you know, have major parts or this and that in the projects that we're surrounded with. Right now we have 7 different films that we're a part of that are all to launch in 2013, 2014. So usually what we'll do is we'll reach out to our Facebook fans first and say, hey, guys, this is what we're part of. This is what we're looking for. You know, if you want to be a dancer in our show, if you want to take pictures, if you want to take video, if you want to be the makeup artist, if you want to just be a guest or you want to be an extra, we'll always reach out to our Facebook fans first and grab the people that have been cheering us on along the way. and you know, throw them an opportunity that they may not be able to get on their own. So that's always fun. And then a lot of other advertising, people who have small businesses, mom and pop businesses, right up to Fortune 500 companies, advertise in the events and the promotions that we do, because we have a really great demographic from family to corporate to you know, young teens and people having fun, and every aspect of music listener is comfortable with St. Tone and the St. Tone music and the style variations in the songs and that type of thing. So there's a lot of ways that you can connect and be a part of what we're doing instead of just having to watch us and listen to us. We like people to join in and have fun with us. So, yeah, definitely hop on the Facebook and like the Facebook page, because before you know it, you could be in a movie, or you could be, you know, an extra in something, or in a music video, or, you know, just something fun, some fun adventure that you never expected.
That's cool. I love it. So if I'm a, if I'm an actor or a musician in some way, I want to definitely follow St. Tone. Okay, guys, well, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about the EOTM Awards and what happened.
Ah, lovely.
Easyway Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Azuli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
Celebrate entrepreneurs' biggest night live from West Hollywood, California. The 2013 EOTM Awards, Sunday, August 4th at the beautiful Pacific Design Center. Red carpet and celebrity-studded award show highlighting all things entrepreneurship. Nominees and presenters scheduled to attend: Bruce Valanche, Vara Abraham, Tammy Roman, Jake Short, Carlin Jeffrey, Adam Barta, Matt Martin, Eric Zuli, Latoya Luckett, Jasmine Brand, Christian Keys, Mary Marrow, Vincent Ward, Josh Feldman, Cece Perkinson, Cynthia Manley, Fawn, Chili Moe, Mimi Foss, Dawn Lee Heising, Jared Masters, Macy Bookout, Barbara Niven, and many more to be confirmed. Performances by Billy Lord, Adam Barta, Chioki DiMachi, Leon, Ron Anthony with Don Cannon, and more. Win tickets by tweeting hashtag EOTM Awards, hashtag Think
And St. Tone, St. Tone, St. Tone, St. Tone. Hey, guys, we're back with Easy Talk, Easy Way Broadcast, empowered by WTV. We're on the line, and we're talking to the St. Tone Band. Wonderful band has been around for over 20 years and has performed at places like the Obama inauguration and many prisons and charities. And now they have a big performance coming up on July 5th, and we have the lead keyboardist and the lead singer of the band, St. Tone, on the show with us today. And we are talking about some great stuff, and I told you when we come back we're talking about what's going on with the EOTM Awards. Well, St. Tone's actually been nominated for an EOTM Award, so how do you guys feel about that?
Very excited about that.
Fabulous. we got nominated.
Yeah, the EOTM Awards is definitely a hot show. It's one of the hottest shows for entrepreneurs. This is the first annual show. It's at the Pacific Design Center with many, many great people nominated, and it's going to be an amazing venture, and I'm looking forward to co-hosting it and not falling off stage.
Yeah, we got nominated as Global Humanitarians, and it was really cool when we got on the website and saw that they had put Tony's picture up, and next to him and all around him were a bunch of famous people. Yoko Ono was right above him, and Charlie Sheen right next to him, and Ben Affleck on the other side, and it's like, wow, this is really cool to be in that kind of company in nomination world, and to be recognized as somebody who does humanitarian stuff is really nice honor to find out that we have been nominated. And Eric, we will absolutely cheer you on and fall off the stage.
Oh yeah, thank you. I'm gonna probably end up doing some dance moves or something cool, and my luck, I'll probably glide off the stage and make a fool of myself. But because there'll be so many people. I heard there's going to be like over 450 people. The seats are packed. The tickets are – I don't think that you can get tickets for this thing anymore. It's going to be grand. Till August 4th, it's going to be awesome. And if you guys want to know more about it, you can go to EOTMAwards.com. And but, yeah, congratulations on your nomination for sure. So talk to us about some of your performances and some of your fan experiences. What's some of your funniest and unique – and horrid fan experiences? Just give us some fan stories.
Go ahead, Tony.
Some fan stories. Wow, that's a hard one. I've had a lot of positive experiences, which I'm really excited about. I haven't had too many, like, horrific fan experiences, which is probably a good thing.
Everybody's had...
is when somebody tries to give you a tip and they dunk their money in your glass of water that you're drinking, as opposed to your chip jar.
I was going to say, that was, you know, it's funny, Jamie, you said that, because when I was performing in Florida, the if you want to say horrid fan experiences, it usually had a lot to do with a lot of alcohol, where people are just, they're trying to talk to you while you're in the middle of singing. It's like, hey, man, hey, man, do you know that song? Hey, man, hey. And I'm like, dude, I'm singing. Hey, man, oh. Oh, you're singing? I'm like, yeah, don't you see everyone else around you? It's like, go sit down. So, you know, they're just, or people, or you have a waitress trying to hand you a beer or a drink, and you're actually playing guitar and singing, and she continues to try to hand it to you, and you're like, haven't you noticed that my hands are on my guitar playing, and I'm singing, and yet you still continue to try to hand me the drink? There's a lot of, I guess, blind people out there are people that just are in their own little zone and they just have no idea of what's going on around them.
I think they're inebriated is the problem.
And a lot of that happened more in Florida. And now, as far as being out here, I've had a lot of really great experiences playing the different prisons, the rehabilitation centers, playing with these kids yesterday, where... you know, you reach out to these people and they're like, man, I really appreciate you coming out here and doing this. Like, I've done a lot of USO tours where I entertain troops around the world. And when you're in a place like Saudi Arabia or Kuwait or anywhere in the Middle East, these guys are so thankful that you've come out there and entertained them. You're like, man, because you're volunteering your time. And they really, really appreciate you just giving of yourself. So... I can go on and on, but, you know, I'm going to leave it at that. But I've had a lot of great experiences, and the other ones, some I'd rather forget than remember. So...
See, you save you give us the semi interesting stuff, but the real juicy stuff you're holding. Do we have to like your fan page for that stuff or what?
That's what you have to do. Juicy stuff on the fan page for sure. When things happen, we definitely talk about them. But we've been really lucky that more things have been positive than negative, so that's a beautiful thing. I think the funniest thing for me since I joined the band is realizing how many people don't hear the name of the band when we say it 50 times from the stage. And so they're like, oh, I like this band. You guys are called what, Saint Bone? Or, you know, they come up with all these crazy names for the band. We have to comment, you know, on our Facebook about, oh, today's new name is this or that. And we had a Korean version of Saint Tone said to us a couple of weeks ago. I can't think off the top of my head of what the guy said, but it was like
Saint
Tawan. That's what it was.
Saint Tawan. Yeah. Give it up for Saint Tawan. I was like, okay.
Okay, yeah. That's a new pronunciation for T-O-N-E, but we'll go with it. So yeah, it's very entertaining. But yeah, what Tony was saying about it's so cool how people come up to us and are truly grateful that we took the time to do these things, and that's why we do these things, because we know that we're giving back, and we know that it is appreciated out there. So it makes it just so much fun to be part of organizations that truly need a hand, because they're doing some really awesome things for people who are kind of down and out. So
now you guys are listening to Keith. You guys are listening to King of Me in the background there while you guys are talking. That way I can make sure that they hear all the different Saint Tone style. Now, I understand that Saint Tone is involved with the Oprah Network, the OWN channel, in some form of fashion. Can you talk to us a little bit about that and how that happened?
Well, they gained, were gaining interest with the Oprah Network because the OWN channel was looking for new shows to put on, and they were looking in the flavor of people who do great humanitarian things but don't expect reward. So I submitted us in that swimming pool there about 2 years ago, saying, hey, you guys are looking for people who do stuff for the good of people in general, and, you know, not necessarily for paycheck or for major expectations, and you should find out about Tony St. Tony's been writing music that's great for the heart, but also a lot of fun to dance to and a lot of fun to rock out with and all that type of thing. But he performs at a lot of places where other bands just will not go because it's, you know, not in their, it's not going to give them a big bang for their media buck, if you will. And so we've gotten some contact back and forth from them, and it encouraged us to start filming what the band's been doing. So for the last little over a year, we've been filming behind the scenes and just daily life and all of our shows and that type of thing, and putting together a documentary and also the bones of a reality show for the OWN Network. And we're wrapping up filming. One of the things that we're filming at this event on the 5th is people's reaction to the band. So if you are at the show, you're definitely up for an interview. We'd love to ask you, hey, what'd you think of the performance? How do you like the music? And get your opinion on it. And then we'll be putting a lot of those answers into the reality show / documentary when we submit it to the OWN channel. So
wow, that's pretty cool. So the audience gets a chance to possibly be on the OWN channel by interviewing and actually getting their face seen for more than like a second on TV.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
I would pay $12 for that.
They'll definitely be involved in our videos, and you know, we've got other channels that are interested in our documentary as well, because Tony's been playing music for more than 30 years and has done some really phenomenal stuff, and he's been smart enough guy to start filming all of his shows from a really young age. So we have some amazing footage, and people are really interested in seeing, wow. The other thing that we talked with Ernie Singleton, friend of yours, Eric, past president of MCA Records, and Ernie was really interested in St. Tone and Tony on a level very different than you would expect a recording music company to be interested in. And he interviewed Tony and kept asking him, how have you made it 30 years, put out 15 CDs without the help of a label, without needing a label in order to be extremely successful? So he was picking Tony's brain on, well, geez, how the heck did you, small-town guy, end up on top of the world here without having a Warner Brothers or somebody's money backing you? And, you know, with Tony, he's just such a creative guy. He has just been really smart about the business side of being in a band and really smart about how to promote. So it caught the interest of Ernie Singleton, which I thought was just really cool.
That is pretty cool. And for those of you guys that may not know who Ernie Singleton is, he's actually one of our committee members, a really good friend of mine, and former president of MCA Records, which was one of the biggest record labels that worked with people like Prince and Madonna and all the real biggies. And he was actually the person that helped cultivate some of the biggest people in music's career. And he has over 150 platinum and gold albums behind him, and basically took them from $16,000 to $16 million in a very short amount of time. He's the guru in the music industry, and I know from firsthand seeing it that a lot of people want to get his attention, just his time to sit down and talk with him. So that's saying a lot for him to be talking to you guys like that.
It was quite the honor to I got to video him with my phone because I was so blown away that he was asking Tony these kinds of questions. I thought, oh, a guy of this nature in this business, surely he knows all these answers. Why would he be asking us this, you know? But, yeah, he was genuinely interested in how did Tony get up this ladder the way he has, and how did he get to where he was. So there's a lot of that in the documentary and in the reality show footage that is really eye-opening stuff that your average individual could never be as creative to get to this point, and that's why so few, you know, make it on their own without labels and that type of thing. Being an indie artist, I mean, it's a tough, tough thing. And Tony's been able to pull it off for 30 years.
Oh yeah, without a doubt. So we're coming up to the end of the first segment, the first interview with you guys. So how do people reach you guys, and really, where's the best way to get a hold of you if they want to book you for their stuff or things that may have going on, benefits or fundraisers, and, you know, what type of things do you play, don't you play, you know, talk to how people can interact with you guys.
I would say the best way is to, you want me to field this?
Yeah, go ahead.
I would say the best way was to go to Facebook, St. Tone. You could Twitter us or tweet us at St. Tone. And then we also have our website, which is www.sainttone.com. Just to know, it's S-A-I-N-T-T-O-N-E. It's always two T's, St. Tone, and it's all spelled out. That is the best way to get a hold of us.
Wow, that sounds difficult to get a hold of you. So it's St. Tone, right?
Okay. S-A-I-N-T-T-O-N-E. Same tone across the board, baby.
All right, well, guys, thanks so much for coming on the show. We had a blast, and we're looking forward to seeing the St. Tone magic. And, yeah, make sure, guys, make sure you follow them, check out their fans page. It's pretty cool stuff, and we're going to be doing some Easy Way magic movements here coming up real soon. So do you guys have anything else to say to your friends or families, any particular shout-outs or anything before we hit the next segment?
I have something I would like to say to your fans, actually. We hooked up with the Easy Way method of letting people know about us not real long ago. I mean, Eric and I have known each other, but we've just started having him work with us on our social media. And let me tell you, people, if you guys are looking for social media advice, coaching, counseling, you need to contact Eric directly. Hire him to do a little bit of his magic on you, because in no time at all, you will be known by more places, more people, more things than you ever, ever dreamed could happen for you. Eric has been a great, great, great asset to our social media team, I got to say, and recommend highly, highly, highly anybody who's looking to boost their popularity and get people to know about them or their business or know somebody that needs a hand. You definitely want to throw them to Eric, and you absolutely would not be sorry.
Oh my gosh, voila. You should see how I don't think a cherry is as red as my face is right now. I so appreciate that. Like I wish you guys had a webcam. I'm glad I don't have a webcam on right now, because like, whew, okay, fan myself. Wow, thank you for that testimonial. I appreciate it.
That's absolutely true.
All right, guys. Well, hey, thanks so much. Well, and I know you're rehearsing hard, and we're getting ready for July 5th. So make sure, guys, you get your tickets for July 5th, and you can go to St. Tone, the fans page, get more info on that, or the website. So again, Janie and Tone, keep doing what you guys do. We had a blast having you guys on the show, and thanks for doing it the easy way.
Thank you very much, brother.
Doing it the easy way, baby. Love you. Have a great day.
All right, guys. So you guys have an awesome day, too. So we're going to pop on a little bit more of St. Tone's music. We'll pop on a commercial. When we come back, we're going to be talking to my man, Nate, who actually is going to be doing a big event with the Power Rangers to support anti-bullying and teach self-defense to these kids that are dealing with the bullying and stuff. It's an amazing story, amazing, amazing story. So we'll be right back.
Kingdom I call me, by
guys. That was King of Me, and we have Nate. He is the man, and he's helping these kids out in Oregon. I tried to make it you know, sound cool, like I was rapping. And Nate actually is working with I have to make sure I'm saying this right. I had it all pulled up in front of me, and now I have to sound stupid on my show. He's working with actually Hoist Gracie's company. There's over 600 different dojos or academies that he's involved in, and it's actually called Gracie Barra. Did I say that right? Did I say that right, Nate?
Gracie
Barra. Did I sound
Baja.
Stupid? Gracie Barra, thank you.
yeah.
Hey, welcome.
Go ahead.
Welcome to the show, Nate. Go ahead and talk to us.
Hey, yeah, well, first of all, thank you for having me on your show today. We're talking about Gracie Barra, or Gracie Baja. It's Portuguese. All the R's are silent. That's why they say pronounce Baja. But what Gracie Baja, I guess, as an organization, what you need to know is that, you know, it was founded by Master Carlos Gracie Sr., who you know, pretty much invented Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. And he didn't really invent it. He just kind of took it from the Japanese. Because back in the 1800s, you know, Japan was going through this new Meiji era where, you know, they were killing off their samurai. And I know a lot of people have seen Tom Cruise's movie Last Samurai. It's kind of that situation. And a lot of the samurai fled to Brazil and actually colonized in Brazil, and they were, so that they can continue training their martial arts. And that's kind of how Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu became Brazilian. It's really Jiu-Jitsu is just a Japanese martial art. But Gracie Baja is an organization itself. You know, Master Carlos Gracie's senior son, Master Carlos Gracie Jr., he started Gracie Baja as a way for kids in Rio de Janeiro to learn a martial art and you know, get out of poverty and better themselves through martial arts, you know, because, you know, people that didn't really have a means financially or you know, a way to get out, what they did was they learned martial arts and became black belts, and slowly but surely he started sending them around the world. Right now there's over 400 schools around the world. On all six continents that are all Gracie Baja premium schools, and we just happen to be one of them here in Columbus, Georgia.
That's cool, man. I have to change the subject for a second, guys. I have a you know, we have our mascot Sky. It's a cockatiel bird, and I taught it to go, and it took it, ever since it learned how to do that. Every, like, 2 minutes you hear, I swear, I'm going to take this bird and bring it to, like, a mall with, like, really hot girls walking by and just, like, sit there and smile. But hey, so talk to us. That's cool, man. I mean, and if anybody doesn't know, Hoist Gracie is, like, a legend in the Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu world, and he won the UFC. And I mean, you could probably tell the story better than I can. He's a legend. He's huge.
Yeah, Hoist Gracie is actually the son of Helio Gracie. Master Carlos Gracie Sr. actually had three wives and two mistresses, and fathered 21 kids, and that's why there's so many Gracies out there. You know, he had a pretty big family, but you know, that was back in the 1920s. So you know, over the last few generations, you know, probably five generations, there's been all kinds of Gracies out there. Henzo Gracie is another big name. You know, actually, you know, we had brunch with him about a couple weeks ago, and Master Carlos there in Irvine, and you know, it's such a big family. But the biggest thing I'd say about the Gracie family is their focus on jiu-jitsu. They live, eat, and breathe jiu-jitsu. It's their way of life, and you know, and the whole goal of Gracie Baja is to spread jiu-jitsu around the world and share it with everybody. It's a lifestyle that you know, that focuses on fitness. It focuses on building self-confidence, teaches you discipline and humility, and these are the kind of things that I think that, you know, children need to learn from an early age. I mean, I wish I was, when I was younger, you know, when I was a kid, you know, I would have been able to learn this stuff, but I didn't really get into it until I was, you know, almost getting ready to retire out of the Army, and I met this guy out here on Fort Benning in Columbus, and he actually trained under Master Carlos Gracie in Rio de Janeiro, and he was with the Ranger Regiment here in the U.S. Army here on Fort Benning, and I kind of took over his school because he had a abrupt, kind of like an abrupt brain aneurysm and passed away 2 years ago. And I kind of fell into this, but you know, he inspired me so much with jiu-jitsu and just the way that you know, he led his life and teaching and trying to help people and trying to help the kids and you know, everything was all about training and all about teaching the kids to be a better person and to teach them humility and confidence and you know, and Gracie Baja is, you know, all about that. And I think that's why I think about 2 years ago, Gracie Baja went ahead and embarked on this no bullying issue. You know, bullying has been a problem that's been out there on the media lately. And you know, as leaders in the community, especially martial artists, why not you know, champion that? Why not be the guys that are out there teaching the kids how to defend themselves or actually recognize it? You know, recognize bullying for what it is, and then, you know, try to turn the negative situation into a positive situation. You know, it doesn't always have to lead to self-defense.
Oh, I agree, and I understand. So you guys have an event in Oregon, is that it?
Say that again?
You guys have an event coming up in Oregon?
No. The event's actually going to be in Georgia.
Georgia. I don't know why I said Oregon. Georgia, okay.
Yeah. It's actually out here in Georgia. It's Columbus, Georgia. And we're doing an event with the Power Rangers. And the Power Rangers Samurai, we're going to have Najee Detage and Brittany Pirtle. They're known as Kevin and Emily on the Power Rangers. But they're coming out here to help us host this fundraiser that we're doing for No Bullying. We got permission from the school district to go ahead and distribute flyers and start promoting our anti-bullying classes. But you know, the big thing is we want to do this for free. You know, we don't want to charge people to come and learn how to be more confident, and you know, especially kids. We want to be able to give that to them for free. And something, you know, something that a way that we as a school can give back to the community. And really, that's what. You know, Gracie Baja is all about it. You know, we pride ourselves with our reputation, with our quality curriculums. We're a family-oriented school. You know, we're not the kind of dojo where you walk in and everybody's going to look at you like they're ready to pick a fight or throw you on the mat. But you know, we're a really family-oriented environment. But we've also been very successful in competition because of that. Because I believe that the environment that we foster here, you know, just breeds excellence. You know, it, kids come in here, they're comfortable. All they do is want to focus on jiu-jitsu. They really get involved. You know, even the teens and the adults see the jiu-jitsu for what it is. You know, it's a lifestyle. And actually, you know, we always tell people that we're in the business of changing lives, not collecting memberships. You know, so.
So next time someone messes with me, can I call you up to come protect me or come beat somebody up?
Well, you know, I mean, we can definitely, you know, anybody that trains Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu can definitely defend you. You know, it's Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu is actually not an offensive martial art because we don't teach any punching or striking. But yeah, I mean, anybody that wants to you know, that wants to for us to defend you, yes, it's definitely one of the most effective martial arts out there. And actually,
I'm just
the army, we've used it.
Oh, wow. Yeah. No, I know it's definitely a lethal defense system. And it's all on the ground, right? It's all it's based on the ground.
Yeah. A lot of people, you know, they see UFC and they think of, you know, they hear BJJ and they hear jiu-jitsu. And I think of, you know, there's a image out there that you know, Brazilian jiu-jitsu is a really violent type of martial art. Jiu-Jitsu, you know, translated in its kanji, you know, in its Chinese characters, means the gentle art. And it's really a martial art that uses balance and leverage, kind of like Tai Chi. And what it does is you know, the way that this came about was the samurai back in the day, they used to be on horse and used to have weapons. And what happened was when they got knocked off their horse and they were in armor, they were wearing their armor and they didn't have any weapons, they had to learn how to fight with their hands. And being so heavy, they usually wind up on the ground, so they just needed to know how to grapple. but because of having all that armor, the only thing that was effective was to start attacking joints and manipulating those joints to where, you know, you can twist a joint or you can apply chokes and whatnot, and that's really where jiu-jitsu comes from, and that's what makes it so effective. So, but
yeah,
as,
I know you said you mentioned that you have not, and that's awesome that you got Najee. Najee's a very good friend of mine. He's like a brother of mine. And if anybody wants to see our first interview of how we met, and Najee was a little tipsy, it's quite funny. You can go to YouTube and just search Najee Detege. That's NajeeDetiege, and you will see Najee doing it the easy way and being a little tipsy.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Quite funny. Yeah, and people love it. I think it's up to like 12,000 views or something like that. And I met Najee, and we just became best friends after that. And so that's awesome that you have him. And he is like a samurai. He really takes martial arts, and he's probably one of the best people to do that. So is that what you guys do? Is you go to schools and you teach kids martial arts or defense?
Yeah.
You do?
What we try to do is we get into the schools and we give a presentation and a demonstration. We show them what jiu-jitsu is. And how they can use it for their benefit. But a lot of it, we talk about the bullies and how to identify bullies. Bullying is one of the first steps that we teach them is to ignore the bully, because kids are really mean. You know, they have no meter as far as left and right limit. They just kind of, when they want to attack you, they attack you verbally and in all different ways. So especially the younger kids. And the biggest thing we try to teach the kids is to just go ahead and ignore them, because really 9 times out of 10, they're just saying it because they're just verbalizing how they feel. But sometimes people can start getting on you so much that, you know, it starts affecting your feelings. So that's when you kind of go into step two, which is now you got to stand up for yourself. You know, if you're starting to feel like this person's bothering, you need to stand up for yourself and tell them, hey, look, you know, I don't like what you're doing. You know, you're bothering me. Why don't you just leave me alone? Just get out of here. And if you can't do that, you know, I'm gonna go ahead and seek an adult. You know, and what we tell our kids is, you know, you go and tell an adult that, hey, this kid's bothering you. You know, and you want them to stop. And if they don't stop it, you know, I know martial arts. And if he tries to touch me, he could get hurt. So now you've compelled that adult to get involved. Because a lot of times kids tell us, you know, especially our kids, you know, they say they tell us that when they're in school, they'll go tell the teacher, and teacher will say, just ignore them, leave them alone, you know, or try to stay away from them. But it doesn't happen that way. You know, when a teacher tells a kid to ignore them and just to try to stay away, now, you know, those bullies become like, you know, predators, and the victims become prey, because now they're going to follow you around, and now they're building up a crowd, and then now you've got this kind of the bullies are all hyped up, or the people that aren't even necessarily bullying are just kind of joining in to just kind of see what's going on, and before you know it, you have one kid that's a victim that's just really just wants things to stop. But he could have prevented that early on just by standing up to the person. That's what we try to teach the kids. You know, we teach them self-defense so that they're confident in themselves, that if anybody, you know, the first thing is they don't have to worry about if the bully or the other kid that's bothering is going to attack them, because they already know what to do. You know, they train at Gracie Baja. They roll every day. They practice techniques every day. And they're not afraid of getting on the ground and getting dirty. You know, so that's the confidence that we build in all of our kids in our school. But when we go out to the schools, we kind of tell them that, hey, look, you know, martial arts is a lifestyle. You know, you kind of have to incorporate it in your life. You can't just go and take a self-defense class, you know, and just expect to know how to defend yourself for the rest of your life. You know, a 3-hour self-defense class is pretty much going to tell you, hey, you know, poke them in the eye, kick them in the nuts, and run. You know, and that's not a really good self-defense technique. You know, the reality is you have to train, and you have to demonstrate, you know, confidence just by the way that you carry yourself, you know, the way that you, your posture, and when somebody's trying to talk down to you, you know, it's the way that you stand up to them and say, hey, look, you know, don't tell me that, you know, you're picking on the wrong person here, you know. And then 9 times out of 10, the bullies are going to back down, you know.
Yeah,
but there's always that
you
one.
Never know when a bully's wearing a cup and you try to kick him
exactly.
in the head.
Yeah. But, you know,
well,
there's always
cool,
that
man.
One.
There's
always that 10% of the kids that really want to, you know, that really all they want to do is fight. Or they'll just, instead of taking it from the talk, they really just come out and they physically assault you. And then that's when we tell the kids, hey, you know, you skip step one and step two and go straight to step three. You know, because every child has a right to defend themselves. And every human being has a basic right to defend themselves. And you know, if that person didn't know that you trained jiu-jitsu, then he's obviously going to be sorry for what he tried to do.
I agree, and that's really cool what you're doing, because it definitely needs to be done. And I also think that people need to kind of figure out where the source is coming from with the parents of the bully and why the person's bullying, you know, and kind of switch the roles, not just go for the person that's being bullied, but actually go after the bully and why they're doing it. But, all right, so how do people get in touch and support the event, support you guys? Do you have a fans page? Do you put cool pictures up of bullies bullying kids? Or no, I'm kidding.
Well, what we have is we have
cool.
A website.
I actually said that incorrectly.
Yeah, it's GB Columbus, gbcolumbus.com, and that's our website. Everybody can go on there, and right at the top we have a link where you can click on. It's just about our No Bully Project, and then that'll take you into different links where you can we have a parenting guide, a guide for parents, because a lot of times, you know, the bully situation is you know, the parents need to know how to handle it, you know, how to recognize whether a child's being bullied, because sometimes the kids don't talk, you know, and you know, I mean, it's sad. You know, just recently, about a month ago here in Columbus, there was a kid that hung himself. You know, he was 14 years old. And, you know, the reason why he felt like he had to end his life was because there was another kid that had brought a knife into school and was threatening to hurt another person. He went and told, you know, a teacher that this kid had a knife, and then the entire school, I guess, turned on him and made him to look like he was a snitch, you know. So nobody wants to be that snitch or that guy, and all he was doing was just trying to do the right thing, and he was bullied and harassed so much that he just, you know, hung himself in his own garage. And, you know, and look, people, and, you know, that just didn't happen in one day, of course. You know, bullying happens over time, and people have to, you know, parents need to be able to recognize you know, whether or not your child's being bullied, you know, just by their behavior. And we have a guide. It's a PDF file on our website, and it just basically tells parents how to, you know, recognize the signs and symptoms of a possible bullying situation, and then how to turn it from negative to positive, and you know, it just introduces them to that. And then we also have hands-on jiu-jitsu classes that we give for free. It's a 4-hour course for kids. We teach them all three steps, and then we also teach them 6 different techniques. You know, how to, you know, for the girls, you know, if they're getting their hair pulled, how to defend against that, or if someone knocks you down, how to defend against that, or if somebody runs up behind you and grabs you by the, you know, puts you in a headlock, how to escape that, and you know, just the basic things that would normally happen on the school playground or in a bully situation, and then just exactly how to get out of it and just to, you know, inflict enough you know, resistance and self-defense, not to hurt them, but just to kind of let them know, hey, you know, if they want to get hurt, then all they have to do is just come right back for more. Because that's the way
jiu-jitsu is.
Wow,
that's cool.
Jiu-jitsu
that's
is
cool,
is
man.
Always,
well, I'm going to definitely have to take
control.
I'm definitely going to have to take some training and some jiu-jitsu classes from you and fly out there and meet the kids and everything. That sounds really cool what you guys do. Well, I'm definitely going to like your page and support you guys and tell a lot of people about what you're doing, because it's really wonderful. So what's the date of the event again?
It's June 29th, which is actually next Saturday, not this coming Saturday. It's going to be here at our school in Columbus, Georgia. We're on 5880 Veterans Parkway, just off the I-85. And you know, it's going to be a great event. You know, we've got a lot of sponsors. You know, we got people sponsoring some of our sponsors, the Sweet Divas. They're sponsoring some Danishes because we're going to do a breakfast thing with the the Power Rangers, Najee and Brittany, and you know, we've got Golden Donut. They're also sponsoring some food, and we have some cash sponsors. You know, like CarMax. They wanted to stay, they heard what we're doing, and they wanted to support us as well. And then also some tire companies, you know, and some local businesses. They wanted to support the no bullying situation. So it's going to be a great event. You know, hopefully we get a lot of people to show up. And just in my school alone, we have, you know, almost 200 students. So you know, just that alone, we'll and their friends will bring a lot of people. So hopefully we can raise some money and get some of these kids some T-shirts and some wristbands that we can pass out while we give them some free classes.
And how do people donate to what you guys are doing?
Well, all
like
they
internationally,
do,
if they're not at the event.
Yeah, if they're not at the event, all they need to do is just go ahead and they can email us on our website at info. It's info@gbcolumbus.com. And you know, they can just contact us that way, and then you know, we can take a donation over the phone, you know, with credit card or whatever, and or they can mail a donation into us and to our address, and that's on our website. Everything's on our website. I like to direct everybody to our one-stop shop. You know, there's a lot of stuff
definitely
on that website.
Yeah.
So it makes it.
Well, guys, make sure you support them. What they're doing is awesome. And thank you so much, Nate, for coming on. I'm glad we were able to hopefully draw some sort of awareness for what you guys are doing, because it's definitely a notable cause. And you know, make sure you guys email them and like their fans page and definitely support. So, guys, when we come back, we have our segment SOS, which is actually Secrets of Social Media. You're going to learn some really cool stuff. And then we always save the best for last. Check this out. If you are in the industry, a good friend of mine, his name is Edward Losey. He is this, I call him the super PR. He's the mild-mannered Edward during the day, and then he turns into Losey, and he's like a superhero when it comes to PR. He actually is involved in the Night of 100 Stars, which is one of the biggest events for the Oscars, and he does a ton of stuff. So I can't wait to hear his stories and what's going on with him. So you guys listen to Easy Talk, Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Networks, only on Blog Talk Radio. And we're going to pop on a quick commercial break here, and when we come back, we're going to tell you some secrets of social media. Thanks again, Nate. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. HavanaWatches.com provides the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in our custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and internationally designed models. HavanaWatches.com has been creating high-quality watches since 2004. Our executive staff has over 18 years of watch experience. I myself was the past president of Whitnor Watches International. We are American-owned and operated. Our goal is to provide you with a watch you are proud to wear. We want to be your preferred watch brand in the United States. See our styles at HavanaWatches.com. Find watches exclusively for you.
Today's Secret Social Media is a platform called 3Desk. 3Desk. I said it again. Number 3, D-E-S-K. And what 3Desk is, it's a LinkedIn application. If you don't have LinkedIn, you need to get it. But 3Desk, man, what it does, it actually takes your connections and automatically syncs them to your phone. So then you have all your LinkedIn connections. Everybody on LinkedIn, doesn't matter, it's 500 plus, 600 plus, whatever, all of them will be initiated and synced directly to your phone. So then you have all your contacts in one place on your phone. It makes everything a lot easier. 3DS also allows abilities for business decisions and business executives to come in close and contact with you personally so that you can have, like, you know, so I guess so that you can, you know, have them in your phone for a certain reason, so that you can actually build your list and also build your client base as well.
Wow, that sounds pretty cool. So is that like a mass text type of thing? Or because I know a lot of people want to actually get the message out at one time. And what's up with Facebook taking away our ability to invite all of our friends at one time and having to click each and everything? Do you know, is there any way to actually invite everybody at the same time? Do you know any secrets with that? Because I've had about 100 people ask me about that.
Actually, Facebook was designed only, like, your limit on Facebook, just depending on your friends and followers, you only have 5,000 followers. But, you know, I will explain to you a way on your next show on how you can get 10,000 followers. You know what I'm saying?
Whoa,
you can
get 10,000. Really?
Yeah. Yep. And so
on your actual profile, not fans page, but your actual profile?
Yes. Yes, you can get more.
Wow.
Without getting suspended, without doing everything else, you know, just there's a way you can get 10,000. The limit's 5, but there's a way you can get 10. And if you get 10, then I guess there's a way you can get 20. If you get 20, you probably can get 50, if you know what I'm saying.
Wow. Well, you know, I can't even accept any more friend requests. I have so many now, and if I had the ability to do that, I know there's probably thousands of people, if they had the ability to accept more friends, because everybody wants to be your friend so they can tag you. They don't want to like your fans page. But so you can up to the friend. Wow, that's cool. Well, make sure you guys tune in next week. By the way, since we're talking about social media, let me tell you who my guest is next week. There's a social network called Ripplin, R-I-P-P-L-N. Ripplin is the next biggest social network possible that's going to pay you, the consumer. This is a big deal. I can't go into too much of it. You got to listen next week to know. I'm interviewing the owner. I'm working with this with the situation, the co-founder of Ripplin, and I'll give you a small little teaser. Ripplin is a way for you to invite people based upon whoever you invite, whatever they click on, you're going to get paid for, period. No money, nothing up front, none of that stuff. So check it out. Now, they already have over 820,000 members in a matter of 6 weeks. That beats out Facebook. That beats out everything happening now. So make sure you guys tune in next week. It's going to be so hot. And we're going to be interviewing a lot of owners of social media, a lot of the top people in the music game, and I'm sorry, the social media game. And it's going to be a lot of fun. But Michael, once again, thank you. Your advice is always invaluable. We appreciate it. Raw Feed Entertainment. And you always got great information for the show.
All right, man. Thank you, buddy.
All right, guys. So, all right, we're going to pop on one more quick commercial break here. And when we come back, we got Edward Losey. If you don't know who he is, you need to know who he is. I'm very proud to have him on the show. Like I said, I call him the super publicist, and we're going to find out why in just a second. So we'll be right back.
Do you want a stronger internet presence and social media following for you or your business? Eric Easyzuli and his company, Easy Way Entertainment, can help you get discovered. Go to www.easywaybroadcasting.com for prices and packages that can help you take control of your internet presence and gain marketing exposure.
Yes, sir, and you guys are listening to Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Networks, only on Blog Talk Radio. We really appreciate Blog Talk Radio featuring us on the homepage and supporting us as much as they do. And I hope you guys enjoyed our last show with Aretha Gray, which is one of the co-stars with Betty White's Off Their Rockers on NBC. We had over 39,000 listens in 2 days. We really appreciate you guys, and I'm glad you enjoyed the show. So without further ado, we got Mr. Edward Losey on the show. Edward, how you feeling?
How you doing, Eric? Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, we hear you great, loud and clear, man. Thank you so much for taking the time. It's an honor to have you on the show.
We're eating grapes here next to the pool and the beautiful Beverly Hills weather. It's about 82, and I have no complaints.
Man, you know how many jealous people you got all around the world listening to you right now going, why you got to tell them how nice the weather is? I want to go out there to Beverly Hills.
Yeah. what's the weather by you, by the way? Is it
I'm in the beautiful Orange County right now, and I think we got you beat by maybe a couple degrees. I think we're about 85 right now.
Nice. Okay. Yeah. So we're good.
All right, Edward. Well, you know, I don't know where to begin with you, man. You've been in this industry for so long, and I mean, you produce or you do the publicity. Or I know you're involved in one of the biggest Oscar events of all time. You know, every year that everybody on the planet wants to get into, the Night of 100 Stars. And I know you've given us love there sometimes, and you're good friends with our friend Pepper and partner, Actors Reporter, and we're just very interconnected. And I want to hear the story, man. I personally am a fan right now. I want to hear the Edward Losey story.
Oh, geez. I think we need to book 5 or 6 shows for that. But I think the basics are that, you know, we're a full-service entertainment publicity firm. I've been here for about 25 years now, so we know everybody and everybody knows us. And, you know, the Night of the 100 Stars Oscar party has been since the beginning, and we have about 200 stars now, and it's hosted by the great Norby Walters, who the former agent. It's his personal private viewing party, and if you've been there, that you know, then you know what it's like. And there's 3 big Oscar parties. There's Vanity Fair, there's Elton John, and there's us. We're better than Elton John because we just have so many celebrities that come. But we also do campaigns, and we do damage control, and we do book publicity. Shirley Jones, the Oscar-winning actress, new book is coming out from Simon & Schuster next month. So there'll be a nationwide campaign on that. And Debbie Reynolds' book, which went up to number 7 on the New York Times best-selling list, we worked on that book. And we have Brenda Dixon's book coming out, a tell-all about how the producers at Young and the Restless screwed her. Literally, and this is the whole story. You'd have to read the book. It's called My True Hidden Hollywood Story, coming out soon wherever books are sold, by Brenda Dixon, who was the evil Jill Abbott for 13 years on the show back in the 80s. And so we're up to our neck with books as well. But the real reason I wanted to talk to you today, Eric, is because it's now in the middle of Emmy nomination calendar. Okay, on June the 28th is the deadline for all TV Academy members here to vote for their favorite television shows and actors and movies for television. And 10 years ago, record producer Phil Spector murdered our client and my good friend and former girlfriend, Lana Clarkson, a beautiful actress, the prime of her life, 39 years old. And most people remember that story. He was convicted 4 years ago and has been in prison for 4 years. And overwhelming evidence showed that he not only murdered Lana Clarkson, but tortured her first, pistol whipped her, smashed her teeth out, beat her up, and then blew her brains out. And we were in that courtroom with our group, the Friends of Lana Clarkson, which was made up of casting directors, producers, media people, like Dominic Dunn, the great writer for Vanity Fair, and about 100 of us. And we were in the courtroom every day why this monster was being tried and spent $7 million in legal fees to stay out of prison. But it didn't work. So he's in prison. He's riding. He got 20 years. He'll be 90 in his 90s if he makes it, if he ever gets out. No parole. What's the problem? The problem is that out of the blue, HBO greenlights a movie and hires, does a deal with the defense attorneys for Phil Spector, and decided to come up with a crazy wild movie and hired Al Pacino, one of the best actors in the world, to play Phil Spector. And his attorney, this big blonde bombshell attorney, that whose story this is, was portrayed by Helen Mirren, you know, one of the most famous actresses in the world, and Jeffrey Tambor as one of the attorneys. So they green-lighted this movie. We almost had a heart attack, us who are friends of Lana Clarkson, for them to make this film, which is false, the false film, which murders the truth and undermines the public's faith in the jury system, because it creates a scenario that our friend and client, Lana Clarkson, killed herself because she was going to turn 40 and she was depressed, so she just decided to blow her face off in his house. And that's their defense, and which was totally overwhelmed, overruled, and he's in prison. So they come up with this, you know, this insult and this hurtful film. Our job is to try to convince Academy members not to vote to punish them, to punish HBO, who all they care about is the number of Emmys that they get every year. They have a column and they race with the other networks and they just want Emmys. So we're countering that. We've been working on it now for months to counter this. It's been a 2-year campaign. About 3 million people saw the movie in May. I don't know if you saw it. Did you see it?
I don't think so.
Okay. There's 3 million people watched it. It's the same group of people involved, and shame on David Mamet, the great writer, for writing this crap. And shame on Barry Levinson, who produced it and sold it to HBO, and shame on them for greenlighting it. So, and it happened. Bette Midler, who originally got the role, after we contacted her, sat down with her, she quit. She had to get out of her contract, so she said she had a bad back, so she quit the show, did the right thing. And then they hired Helen Mirren to do it. So what we've got here is a situation where millions of people see this story on HBO and they think this is what happened. And they think when they leave the theater that, well, you know, maybe this girl did kill herself. And it insults the jury system because, you know, and millions of dollars of taxpayers' money that went into this. So we're going to try to punish HBO, and we're asking everybody that's in the Academy or knows Academy members to think twice about voting for a lie and for a project just to put a few bucks into some producer's pockets and to hurt people alive today. So, you know, this monster was a gun abuser for 40 years, Phil Spector, who, you know, was famous at one time. He was an old derelict has-been when he showed up that night at the House of Blues in Los Angeles. And Lana Clarkson was just hired by Dan Aykroyd, who owns the House of Blues, to be the new maitre d' in the private foundation room, which is for VIPs. I don't know if you've been there. But she saw him coming in and said, "We're closed, ma'am. Sorry, but we're closed." She thought it was a woman. Because, you know, he has all these different wigs he wears, and he's small, and he wears women's clothes because he can't get clothes that fit right in men's stores. So she thought it was a woman, and he just blew up at her. And at that point, I think that's when he decided he was going to teach her a lesson. And the rest is history on this. So any Academy members out there, please have, you know, some scruples and character and forget about the acting job. Unfortunately, the acting is fantastic. I mean, it's a good story if you don't know the real story. So that's my latest campaign project, really what I wanted to talk to you about and your listeners today. There's so many other things going on, but that's what we're working on right now.
Gotcha. Okay. Wow. You got your hands full there, it sounds like. Man. All right. Wow. Welcome. You know, good luck on your campaign there. Sorry to hear all that, and to hear that that was your friend.
It's been 10 years since Lana died, and she was you know, 600 people showed up at her funeral. Okay, a theater in Hollywood, which we helped organize. And she was beloved by so many people, not only her church group, but You know, she was an actress that who went out on an audition or couldn't make the audition because she had a conflict. She was an actress that would actually call up her girlfriend and say, "Hey, you want to, you know, take a shot at that? It may be right for you." There aren't many actresses that do that. Most actresses are cannibalistic and cutthroat, and they, you know, they'll sell their mother for a shot at being on a walk-on. But that's part of what you have to be in this business. But she was different. She was different about that. And we do a lot of legal public relations. So we also, you know, represented Al Cowlings, who drove the white Bronco for O.J. Simpson during his horrendous situation. And Cowlings saved O.J.'s life, you know, the murderer that he is. But Al Cowlings would never do interviews or would never take advantage of what was going on there. So they hired us to keep the media away from them, which is usually the other way around. Yeah, and if you recall that time, I know it's a while back, it's about 15 years or more, O.J. Was escaping. He was on his way. And Cowling's joke got him, drove him back. Remember? Do you remember the whole highway scene with the cop scene? It was one of the biggest news events of the world, and brought him back to the house where he was arrested, and O.J. was and the rest is history there. So Cowling never went out and wrote a book about it, or never. You know, would never downgrade him, but his life changed just because of his association. So he sacrificed a lot. And you know, we've done every court, every high profile trial. There's a lot of court reporters, the AP and the Reuters and the Los Angeles Times and the McClaskey News Service, they're all there and they're all looking for a slant on the case. So whether we're defending plaintiffs or defendants, we have to provide the facts and sometimes the spin on what's going on. And so a lot of times the facts are wrong. And we were up against American Airlines one time with a client who was arrested on board because her dog got out of her doggy bag and was running down the aisle. And the flight attendants came over and told her if she didn't put the dog back in the case that she was going to be arrested for disrupting an airliner. And she thought they were kidding. This was way before 9/11. And anyway, sure enough, they actually put handcuffs on her, restrained her in first class, and abused her, and then put her in a room for 3 hours in a dark room until the FBI came and cleared her. Well, she hired Bob Shapiro, the attorney who defended O.J. Simpson, and sued American Airlines. Well, American Airlines' PR department signed like 3 or 4 people to be in the courtroom and to just send out horrible things about our client, untrue things. And then when they weren't winning, they decided to say that, well, she was so upset that she was going to open the door on the plane and suck everybody out of the plane, which they, manufactured, made up for the jury to hear. And, of course, the judge cleared the courtroom and scolded American Airlines for them saying that and for them setting this stuff out. So we're hired to offset this kind of stuff.
So it sounds to me, for the listeners that are listening, this is kind of like the dark side of the PR. It's not all red carpets, lights, cameras,
well,
actions, and press releases.
Well, it falls under damage control. Yeah. I mean, entertainment and books and all, that's all fluff. It's nice and it's competing, you know, who's getting on Entertainment Tonight, who's getting on E!, who's going to be in the rap, who's going to be, on the red carpet coverages. You know, we escort some of our clients to red carpet events, but that's not what PR is. Just showing up on the red carpet escorting your client is not really PR. They don't need you for that, but sometimes they want you there. What they really need is editorial. They need stories about, you know, they need, when you're cast in something, they, you want to get that out. even if you are an actress or an actor on the way up, or a writer or director, and you get a very small, nothing role, but in a giant movie, like, you know, we've got somebody that's involved with Brad Pitt's movie World War Z about the zombies that's opening, and he was like a gaffer, you know, like, you know, a guy that picks up stuff and brings it to point A to point B, and he's with a company that hired us, so we are now about to promote, you know, the great gaffing and moving around stuff on this picture, right? Because it's a hook to use, it's a media hook, so we're trained on how to embellish, you know. Sometimes publicity people are called paid liars, and sometimes we are, but I don't like to use liar, I like to use embellish. And it takes a lot of time and season and expertise to deal with that. Press conferences are another thing that publicists do, especially on high-profile cases. Like the Metrolink train crashes here, both of them, the biggest in the history of California. We represented the law firms that represented the victims. And we had a press conference right on the tracks, the mangled, blood-ridden tracks in Glendale, the Metrolink train crash. Remember that about 6 years ago, 7 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
It was one of the Chatsworths that happened a few years after, and where the guy was texting, the engineer was texting, and he came around the bend and didn't see the red light and went right through it and ran head-on into a freight train, killed 12 people, but 230 people very seriously injured in the hospital, arms and legs ripped off, eyes poked out, stuff like that, serious injuries. And, of course, in this country, Congress has voted a cap on the amount of personal injury and damages for train crashes and for plane crashes. So there was millions and millions of dollars that have to be spent on injuries, surgeries, therapies over the years. But there's a cap, and the cap is $200 million for per accident. So if you
not a whole lot of time left, Edward. I just wanted to ask you a couple of specific questions that I think people really want to know. A firm of your stature, what's the normal ballpark figure of your retainer?
Well, publicity retainers are a monthly retainer. We don't take percentages like agents or managers do. So you hire us and you pay in advance to start doing the work, and it's usually a monthly retainer, like a 3-month to a 6-month to a 12-month deal, depending on what type of publicity it is, whether it's doing publicity for a whole motion picture or a whole television show or for a celebrity or an actor. So there's different rates and categories. So, for example, for an actor or an actress who wants to do a major campaign because they were just cast in a TV series or a major motion picture, the average rate is somewhere between $3,000 and $5,000 a month. So you have to, you know, budget around $10,000 for a decent publicity campaign for a 3-month deal. And then if you hire a PR firm for longer than that, then the fees can go down. So we have people that have retained us for 6 months, so we give them a fee of, let's say, $2,750 because they've hired us for 6 months. If they hire us for a year, we can do it for $2,500. For big stars who are constantly having to deal with the press, and we have to screen out the junk and screen out, you know, what they want, is that's around, you know, $5,000 a month ongoing that some of our clients are paying us. So, you know, and then big event campaigns. Sometimes, you know, if you say you're having an event, you want a red carpet event with celebrities showing up and press and paparazzi snapping pictures, and you have a film or motion picture or a new store or a boutique in Beverly Hills or something, you hire people like us as well. And then if it's a really big event, you may have to bring in an event planner who's going to do the menus and the invitations and sell tickets or bring in a charity. We do a lot of events. You know, the night
what's the biggest event you've ever done?
Well,
Well, biggest red, but let's say the biggest red carpet that you specifically have done.
Okay, that would be a White House event, because I was in the George H.W. Bush administration back in 1989, 90, 91, and then when we lost to the Clintons. So I was in the press office then, and some of the, you know, those were gigantic, huge budget White House events for heads of state and, you know, for the Queen of England and, you know, state dinners as well as dinners around the country, you know, fundraisers. And so I would say that they were the White House years were the biggest events. The second biggest event is the night of the 100 Stars Oscar party, where we have potential close to 300 media outlets worldwide now for that. And we also do the Saturn Awards for the Academy of Motion Picture, the Academy of Science Fiction, Fantasy, and Horror Films. And it's the Saturn Awards. And,
wow, so
that's
sounds
here,
like,
that's here in Los Angeles. Yeah, we've
sounds
done
like
that
you're a busy beaver.
Yeah, and when we have clients that are, you know, we've been involved with the Emmys, and we've been involved with the actual Oscars, and with getting our clients to it and dealing with the promotional and event planners. So we all have to be able to deal with each other. So when we have an event, all the publicists from other clients, our competitors, are calling us to get their clients invited or into the party. And
how do you deal with that, by the way? How do you deal with the competitors and the people that are trying to steal your clients and things like that?
It's good. It's good because when they have an event, we expect to have our clients there for them. So it's sort of a brotherhood of thieves, you know. we all put up with each other. It's, you know, we're competitors. And, you know, attorneys are the same way. A lot of attorneys who will be against each other in court will hook up on another case 6 weeks later, and they'll be, you know, on the same team. And so, yeah, that's why you always, you know, there are people, after the trial's over, you see handshakes from the prosecutor, because that prosecutor may wind up being in private practice. Like Alan Jackson, the great prosecutor who ran circles around the defense during the Phil Spector murder trial in Los Angeles.
Speaking of attorneys, okay, we're gonna play a game here. Edward. Do you want to play a game on the show?
Sure.
Okay. My first question for you is, what event did you last see me at? Did we last hang out together at?
Was it an event that we did? Give me a hint.
No, you were. I'll give you a hint. I'll give you a hint. You were actually being honored.
The multicultural luncheon.
Correct. The Multicultural Motion Picture Association.
I was being honored with Michelle Phillips from the Mamas and the Papas. She was standing right next to me. What a beauty!
Yes, and A.C. Lyles and a lot of other great people.
Yeah,
Kate
A.C. Lyles, the publicity at Paramount, and Renee, there was a producer there. Yeah, it was, was that about 3 years ago?
It was about three years ago. Okay, now I'm going to play an endorsement infomercial that kind of supports the whole Easy Way, and I want you, when it's done, to pinpoint which celebrities were at the night of 100 Stars. Okay? I think you'll be able to do this, but yeah, I'm going to play a basic recording, and I want you to listen and pinpoint which celebrities were yours. Who was at the night of 100 Stars? Okay?
Okay.
Join the 500,000 Twitter followers who have discovered.
Oops. Wrong one. Sorry, guys. Let's try this one. Oh. I'm not clicking it right. Let's try this one.
Listen to Easy Way Broadcasting shows powered by.
Where is my commercial? Sorry, guys. My hands are. Oh, here it is. All right. This is the one for real. Here we go.
Okay. Life is hard for how to roll the easy way. Life is hard for how to roll the easy way. Life is hard for how to roll the easy way. Life is hard for how to roll the easy way.
I'm Aubrey O'Day, and I'm doing it the easy way.
I'm attorney Gloria Allred, and I'm doing Hollywood the easy way.
What is up? It's your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood, and guess what?
I'm doing it the easy way. You're doing it the easy way. All of us are doing it the easy way.
Hi, I'm Larry Namer, co-founder of E! Entertainment Television, now president of Meitong Development Group, which works mainly in China. I really wanted to say a few words about Eric Zulli, or EZ, as a lot of people know him. I just want to say, Eric, keep up the dedication, the perseverance, and the creativity. You're helping to change the media world.
Jake Busey, I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Oba Babatunde here, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Jimmy from Crazy Town, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Yo, this is Ray J, and it's all about doing it the easy way.
Hey, this is Brady Connell. I'm the executive producer of Extreme Makeover Home Edition, and I decided to do Hollywood the easy way.
Hello, I'm Tatiana Ali, and I do Hollywood the easy way.
Hi, I'm Sally Kirkland, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Hollywood It Guy here. Follow me on Twitter.
Celebrities were yours from the under 100 stars.
It was more like the Grammys than the Night of the 100 Stars.
there were two celebrities. I think there was two. I'll give you a hint. There was two. I think maybe three celebrities from the Night of 100 Stars that were shouting out the easy way.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, I recognize Gloria Allred there because she mentioned her name.
There's one.
The other ones, I wasn't quite clear who the other ones were, but
Jake Busey.
Oh, Jake. And, yeah, okay, Jake Busey. Okay.
And Fred Willard.
And Fred, I'm supposed to recognize their voices, so over that. Oh, that's funny.
Oh, you couldn't hear. Well, at least you got Gloria Allred, so you got 1 point.
I got Gloria. Yeah, but I didn't hear because she mentioned her name. But
they all mentioned their name, but maybe you can't hear it that well on the MP3.
I couldn't hear from there. But yeah, Fred has been coming to us on and off for 20. It's going to be our 24th year, so you know our party is, one of the first big Oscar parties. It was, when we first started, it was the big party was at Spago. And Wolfgang Puck's party. It was 1982, and that's when they started which was the most famous. You know, when Michael Jackson showed up with Madonna. You know, those were some of the those were Swifty Lazar's party, the famous agents. That was the most. And then we started. We were the second one. So there was only two big party beside the Governor's Ball, which is the actual dinner party at the Oscars, which isn't really a party. Then Vanity Fair got into the act, and then Elton John got into the act, but that's just a big tent party, but you know, if they get 15, 20 celebrities there, it's a lot. The rest of it is just a bunch of people running around. So,
well, you're the man, Mr. Losey, and I feel like I got a chance to interview and talk to the, we'll call it the Clark Superman part of you. I got a little bit of both.
Thanks. Speaking of that, if you go to lozipr.com, that's LOZZIPR.com, there is a story about, I am connected to a Superman story. The first Superman, George Reeves, the 1950s television star that was murdered in 1959. He didn't commit suicide. He was killed. And I'm connected to that with the woman who killed him. They made a motion picture out of it called Hollywoodland with Adrian Brody. And do you remember? That was about 6 or 7 years ago. It was a movie called Hollywoodland.
Yeah, I think I do. Wow, you were connected to that?
Diane Lane starred as Tony Mannix, who was a good friend of mine. And when I first came out here, I lived in the guest house in Beverly Hills of this woman, Toni Mannix, who was a studio wife. She was married to the head of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, Eddie Mannix. And they made a movie, and they based it on a book called Hollywood Kryptonite about how George Reeves really died. And what he did was he dumped his girlfriend, who was this Toni Mannix, and married a showgirl from New York. And within 3 days after he announced it, he was dead at his house during a party, upstairs in his bedroom. And And the MGM was so powerful back in the 50s that they controlled everything in this town, including the coroner's office. So they had to cover it up, and because they were very selective of their stars. And so they covered it up and made it to a suicide. And that's what the story was about. You know, Ben Affleck starred as George Reeves in that movie. And Diane Lane played the girlfriend who was my landlady. So that's what the connection is.
Wow.
She confessed to it to a Catholic priest, and I was there because I brought the priest in because I was living there. She was dying. She had a stroke of some kind, and that's when she had a confession. You know, the Catholic religion, they have confession, and she confessed that her and her husband conspired to have George Reeves taken out. So that's a whole story on our website. There's a picture of myself and Tony Mannix, the real Tony Mannix that was portrayed by Diane Lane. So for you Superman fans, it'd be something cool to read at lozpr.com. And there's all
definitely, guys. We'll make sure
photos. Yeah, Lana Clarkson is on there in our campaign for that. And, you know, if you go to the news menu on our site, lozpr.com, you can check it out and, you know, see what we were talking about, the Night of the 100 Stars and all that, which we talked about today. And,
you got some really interesting stories, Edward, and before we let you go, and I'd love to have you back on. In fact, I'd love to maybe even create some sort of segment where you can just talk to us about your awesome stories. I bet my listeners are like, wow. Can you do me a favor?
Yeah, totally.
Can you do me a favor and say I'm Edward Losey and I'm doing it the easy way really quick?
You just want me to say Edward Losey
however you're mainly known, and just say I'm doing it the easy way.
Okay. Well, okay, that's good. So do I get paid more for the more words I say? Only kidding. Okay, so I'm Edward Losey, and you're doing it the easy way.
You got to say I'm doing it the easy way, because you are doing it the easy way, just like everybody else.
Okay. Well, okay. Ready? Okay.
Yes.
I'm Edward Losey, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Perfect. Love it. Yes, sir. We'd love to have you come back on. You have some very interesting stories, and we'll keep this going and keep people in tune of the hottest events and the Losey style events. And I had a blast. I hope you did as well. And I appreciate your time, man. Also, guys, make sure that you tune in to Actors Entertainment, actorse.com, and type in Edward Losey, and you'll see a really cool interview with a lot more information from Mr. Losey, and you'll actually be able to see him in person in our studio with Pepper J Productions and Easy Way Entertainment, Easy Way Broadcasting. So thank you, Edward, for coming on the show. We have a couple other announcements we're gonna announce, and we'll have you back again real soon.
Thanks a million. Take care.
Take care. All right, guys, so you've listened to Easy Talk on Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Networks. And I also want to point out, too, earlier when we were talking with the whole jiu-jitsu situation, and I mentioned Naji Detej being a little tipsy, he was very tired that night. Tipsy means tired. He was, like, halfway falling. When you watch, you'll see he was a little groggy and stuff. So that's my way of saying, that's what tipsy means to me. It was like 4 in the morning. But, go check it out. Make sure you check out that interview. Type in Naji Detej on YouTube. You'll see me and him. It's like one of the top videos that come up when you type him in. And I hope you enjoyed today's show, guys. It was a long show, a real long show, but we had a lot of great guests, a lot of great information, and we're doing it the easy way. So tune in tomorrow, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, to Shane Sparks, Planet Dance. He has a really awesome show, and you guys know about that. And if you don't know, you need to know. You need to check it out. Follow him at Sparks5678. And we're doing it the easy way, baby. We're having fun. I hope you guys are, too. And we're about to go to a close here. But make sure you tune in next week, guys. Tune in next week because we are going to have, like I said, the co-founder of Ripplin. We're going to really tell you everything that Ripplin's about, the new hottest social network to come to hit this wonderful world. It's called Ripplin, and you can be paid. How would you like to be able to have a social network and an application that pays you? off of just referring people and doing what you do anyways with Facebook and Twitter and everything. That's what's coming up. Next week, do not miss it. It's going to be hot. Do not miss the Easy Way. And make sure you follow our group and you like Hollywood the Easy Way on Facebook, and you'll meet a lot of great people. You'll be able to post and promote your own stuff. We have almost 3,000 members on that. And just keep tuning in. Hit our blogs, ericsdooleyblog.com, hollywooditguy.com, theeasyshow.com, WTV Networks with an S, WTVNetworks.com, and all the other wonderful stuff, Easy Way Broadcasting. And you can just hit our fans page at Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook. Oh, man, it's just getting better and better. So without, I'm going to go ahead and take off, guys, and I actually got something I got to get to, and I apologize. I'm going to cut this short. But I'm going to go ahead and pop on my man, the Chilla Boys, my group, my boys, yes, the Chilla Boys, which is actually going to be performing at the Staples Center this Sunday. And I'm going to be at the Staples Center for a really cool celebrity basketball game with a lot of great, every Disney star you can think of, Scottie Pippen, everybody's going to be there. It's a celebrity basketball game to support foster kids. So make sure you tune in to my Instagram, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y. I'll be posting some really cool pictures on there, which will also hit the Twitter, and we're going to go crazy. So the Chilla Boys is performing at halftime. They're a Disney group. Ryan Ochoa was from Pair of Kings on Disney, and they're good friends of mine. Props to the Chilla Boys. We're going to pop this song on, and hit us next week, guys. Do not miss next week's show, and tell all your friends. And we're also going to have some contests and giveaways and fun stuff, so do not miss it. This has been Easy Way. The Easy Way Show. No, actually, my show's called Easy Talk, but we've done it the Easy Way on Blog Talk Radio, powered by WTV Networks, EasyWayBroadcasting.com. Don't forget it.
You hear that? It's a DJ on the radio. You see that? It's a light on the mic. Who's that? It's us boys you like. Saying what? We're going to be up all night. Going crazy, 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 crazy. We're going crazy, crazy, crazy. Crazy, 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 crazy.
Hey, let's go outside. Run up the streets and enjoy the night. First thing you do is jump in the cars. Go on ahead and reach the stars. Now use your wrist, pump your fist. We're in the mix. She's in a dream. Join the team. Feel free to scream. Be part of the scene. Why?
We're going crazy, 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 crazy. We're going crazy, 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 crazy.
Listen to the neighbors complaining, screaming. Here comes a cop to ruin the evening. First a look, then a hand. Come to find out he was signaling for the band. Heart is bumping, music's playing. Cheers to a night of fun and jumping. We're going wild, dancing style. We're starting to go in the now. Get the DJ on the mic, light on the mic. Boys you like, up all night.
We're going crazy, 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 crazy. We're going crazy, 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 crazy.
DJ on the right, light on the mic. Boys you like, up all night.
You have been listening to Easy Talk and doing it the easy way on Easy Way Broadcasting with your host, internationally known radio and TV personality, actor, producer, and social media expert, Eric Easy Zuli. His work has been recognized by Congress. The city and county of Los Angeles have honored him with an award in his name. To find out more about Eric and Easy Way Broadcasting, follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli and check him out on HollywoodItGuy.com. Thank you for listening.